Hey, if you speak the truth, you ain't gotta argue the truth. Cause God don't really need a military. Microphone check 212. Freestyling this thing, what we gon' do? A 1-2-1-2. Microphone check, baby, what we gon' do? I'm back on it. Hey, you can listen to us in the back, homie. While your boy driving you up in a car. When you go shopping at that new mall. Walking the boulevard with your dogs and them. And if you got opinion, please just call it in. I'm here for you. It's Can I Listen? And it's my road to message, but I gotta listen. Before I speak, yeah, you gotta listen. Before I leak, you can feel it dripping. Hey, and then the rain hits your soul. That's your heart, that's the soil. Yeah, let it go. Then the sun comes out, all of a sudden you grow. That's what we doing here, putting the light on the dark situation. But if you a star in a dark situation, just keep on twinkling. Cause guess what? Can't nobody out twinkle you. Cause can't nobody out twinkle you.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is your man, and this is Can I Listen? And yes, you can. Yo, man, we are at the Black Rock Coffee Cafe, pretty much off of Nacogdoches in San Antonio, recording the show. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all like the background we got back here. You know what I'm saying? Looks fire. Look fire. You know what I mean? But man, I just want to say what's up to all of my star listeners and the whole Can I Listen Nation. And I just appreciate y'all for being patient with your boy. I've been going through a lot and I got a lot to share with y'all, man. But first and foremost, man, we're going to get into something that I've been wanting to talk about for a while now. It's been on my heart for like maybe 2 weeks. And it's this thing that God has given me called the Godly Alphabets. And what it is, man, is you know how this is, man. You can have a conversation with somebody, hear the whole story, and hear one word wrong, and the whole meaning of that whole thing changes, right? And it's the same way when you read these scriptures. You feel me? So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be going into this word called wait, right? I was looking at some rings a couple of weeks ago. I would say maybe a month ago. I was looking at some rings about a month ago, and God told me to wait. And I'm like, yo, it's go time, baby. You know what I'm saying? But what happened is I'm not going to lie to you guys, man. A lot of people have been asking me like, yo, man, why y'all ain't married yet? Like, what y'all waiting for? You know what I'm saying? Da, 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 da. And the thing is God's word is higher than everybody else. You know what I'm saying? God has his timing. I can't go on my own timing. You feel me? So I just want to share with you. I'm going to share with you guys an example of this waiting thing, and then also my real life experience, because this is Can I Listen, and that's what I do, baby. I just want to bring light to your situation so you can see in your dark rooms and clean things out, organize them, get them where they're supposed to be. You feel me? So first and foremost, I want to read this scripture to you guys, man. So it's Isaiah 40, right? Isaiah 40, and we ain't gonna go that far. It says I'm gonna start at verse 30. It says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles. Now, just so you guys know, Jesus is referred to as an eagle. But we're not going to get into the details. I'm just going to leave that as a fun fact. And just, you know, John is describing him from an eagle standpoint of view. I'm going to leave it at that. All right. So what happens is throughout all the Gospels, right, Jesus started his journey, but he's waiting on God to ascend him like an eagle, like in Acts. Right. So in Acts, he's waiting. But the thing is check this out, y'all. The whole time he waiting, he doing something. He doing something. He not just sitting there waiting at the bus stop, waiting on life to pass. He's not sitting in the wilderness waiting for somebody that goes fishing to come to the wilderness. He not waiting on nobody. He going to the action. You know what I'm saying? He going to the action. So I want you to get this perspective, man. Jesus was waiting on God to ascend him, not only out of the tomb, but also out of earth and into to the right hand of the Father, right? So the thing is waiting is not what we think it is. A lot of us have this perspective like we got to pray and just sit there in a room and just, all right, you know, the angel coming soon. Let me clean my pockets out. Let me, you know, get myself together, get my trim right. You know, he going to be coming. All right, he ain't here yet. But if you waiting on the Lord like that, you got to get baptized, baby. You know what I'm saying? You got to be confessing that he your Lord. You know what I'm saying? And then you got to be out there doing what he called us to do, is to deliver, you know what I mean? To teach, to share the gospel with people. So we can't just sit there and wait. And this is my beautiful example. I love this example, man. So one day I was in Denny's, right? And I'm watching this whole situation. We in Denny's, and I want you to look at when you pray, we requesting things, right? So the waitress comes to you and, you know, she's like, hey, or he, right? Well, first and foremost, let's look at this. The root word of waitress is what? Wait. Wait. That's crazy, right? They are waiter. Wait. So they come to you and ask you, hey, man, what do you want to eat? And you like, man, I got to get some of these pancakes, because I'm going to tell y'all right now, I got them wheat pancakes, threw some butter on them joints. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Tow it up. Got crazy with them. But what happens is, you know, let's not get carried away. I'm getting a little carried away. But so what happens? She's asking me what I want. I told her what I want. Boom, boom, boom. Right. So what happens is she's waiting on us, but she's also waiting on other people. So you have other people that she's giving the menus to. They trying to figure out what they want to eat. So she has to wait on them to figure out what they want to eat. Right. While she's talking to us. But she's doing something with us while she's waiting on everybody else. You feel me? Now, the other thing I want to share with you guys, man, is when we were talking to her, you know, I was like, hey, what's your name? Da-da-da. She gave me a name. I told her, and I introduced her to the friends that I was with. And she was like, yeah, you know, I'm finna be taking my lunch break in about 2 hours. So she's going to order something off the menu. And that's going to show up. So she's waiting on her time. She's waiting on her time to be off so she can eat. Right. So she's going to tell the person that's at the people that's cooking. She's going to tell them what she wants to eat. And then she's got to wait for that. So what's interesting is we give her our order and we're sitting there. Are we sitting there just looking around and not talking? Nah. If you went to the restaurant by yourself and you ordered some food, you probably on your phone, paying some bills, talking to some people, telling your mom, oh, I made it, da da da, whatever the case may be, but you're not waiting like we think sometimes. You know, we're not waiting that way. And the people that I was with at the time, we were communicating and talking about all the stuff that happened that week, the stuff that we did on the beach and all this good stuff, you know what I'm saying? So while we're waiting on the food, guess what? We doing something. We sharing knowledge with each other, getting better understanding about what we knew, what we know and don't know. Like, hey, you heard about, you know, da 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 da, you know, this app that came out, you know, all that kind of talk, you feel me? So we waiting on the food, but while we waiting on the food, we talking, we doing something. Right? So even while we're waiting, the waiter is waiting on the food to come. So then finally the food comes. When the food is there that we requested, that we prayed for on the menu in God's restaurant, then what happens is we sit down and eat. So the reason why I'm telling you guys this is because when I say all throughout the Gospels, Jesus was waiting for God to ascend him, right? When he was in a tomb for 3 days, he was waiting for, you know, God to bring him up. But while he was waiting, he was getting the keys to death. Right? even though he was waiting on God to ascend him, he was 40 days talking to his homies, talking to his first round draft picks that he had to get right before he left. So they do the right thing and do it the right way, go where they need to go, handle that business accordingly. You know what I mean? And guess what? When he waited and he finally got ascended, he is now sitting at the right hand of the Father. And then also he's preparing a place for us while he's waiting on us to meet him in the clouds. So these are the things that I'm talking about with waiting. But with me, personally, God told me to wait when I was looking at the rings and, you know, all of that stuff, right? And at the time I'm working on the house, at the time I'm you know, investing in relationships, at the time I am organizing things and cutting things out of my life, right? Currently, right now, I'm not communicating with certain family members, right? And also, I'm working on music and trying to do more things for the podcast to so that way it can be a lot more fruitful. You know what I'm saying? Just me right now, I'm recording myself while I'm doing this. So I'm working on ways to have a better quality when I do that. So all of that was going on while I'm waiting on God to give me the answer when to get the ring. You know what I'm saying? So in the process of this waiting, I am facilitating a small group at North Rock Church, you know, for those who want to get their life right, you know what I'm saying? Come through North Rock. You know, they got plenty of other places, God Chasers, CBC, the Alamos, you know, with all that. But currently, I am at North Rock. And I was running a small group called Freedom where you help people with, like, renouncing things and confessing and forgiving yourself, receiving God's forgiveness, blessing people, you know, living that life. You know what I'm saying? Living the real, true word. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm facilitating this and all kinds of stuff was going on. You know, one of my guys got bit by a dog. You know, one of my guys was waiting on a promotion, didn't get the promotion yet, or didn't get the offer for it. You know what I'm saying? We had some, you know, some guys got divorced in the middle of the process. All kinds of stuff was going on. We was waiting. I was waiting on when to get the ring. So, like, ultimately, man, you gotta understand this word waiting ain't sitting at the bus stop. This word waiting ain't plant a seed and just get a magnifying glass and just wait. Is it coming? No. You go to work, you do your thing, you hang with your friends, you do your thing, you celebrate birthdays and, you know, anniversaries and all this other stuff, and then you come back home and then it's like the seed grows out the ground and you're like, oh, we got fruit. You put water in it, you know what I'm saying? But you ain't sitting there watching it. You just water it. Go about your business. Ain't nothing growing yet. You don't even see nothing. So, man, I really hope that this bless you. So, man, every day is a good day. We just got to find out what's good, and I promise you there's something good inside of you. I hope I made sense so we can make change. I did that different this time. Hey, man, love you guys. Peace being your heart, souls, and your mind and your subconscious. And man, I just, my hope is that every time you listen to this podcast, that you get something that edifies you and that helps you let go of something in your life that you don't need in it. And helps you to see something in a dark place where you don't have light at. All right? Love you guys. Peace. Man, I just want to give you guys a quick recap, man. What we talked about today is one of the godly alphabets, and that alphabet is wait. And basically what we found out is when you're waiting on something, there is something that we should be doing or probably should be doing in the moment until our request comes to pass and is in fruition, you know. So you plant a seed, you go do, you live your life, and then you keep watering, you live your life, you keep watering, and then all of a sudden, bam. You know what I mean? Now you have fruit. Now you have veggies. Now you have corn. Now you got potatoes. You got onions and garlic and all that other good stuff. But it's the same way when you order your food in a restaurant. And that's what we talked about. But my main thing, man, is I just hope that this bless you guys, man. And please, if God tells you to wait, if anybody tells you to wait, practice and condition yourself to do things while you're waiting. Majority of the people in the world right now do this. You guys are already conditioned to do this. If you in a situation and you waiting on your food to come, or you in line at the bank or whatever, y'all jumping on them phones. So don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. So always find something to do while you're waiting on something. And hopefully when you're doing something on that phone, man, it's very productive and it's going to excel your life and it's going to make other people's lives great. You know what I mean? So, man, I appreciate you guys for coming in, tuning in, rocking with your boy and being patient with me and waiting on me so we can get this episode to you, so we can feed you guys, man, and feed you guys the things that you guys need. Man, love you guys. Peace. I hate to be the pallbearer of bad news, y'all, but that's the end of the show. I like to thank you guys for tuning in to Can I Listen? If you like what you hear, please, man, leave us a review on any platform that you listen to us on. And follow and subscribe. That helps us get to a bigger audience. And if God brings somebody to your attention while you were listening to the show, please share it with them. Love you guys. Peace. Can't wait to see you next week.